Sunday Satsang, March 22nd, 2020. Devotees have sent questions on email because of the situation. We're not able to meet together, but we have 5 questions sent to us by the devotees that usually attend the Sangha. So one devotee asks a question. Should we understand the difference between the body and the soul before getting to know about our Siddha-sarupa or Siddha-deha and meditating on Radha Krishna's Astakalya Lila? So, question again, should we understand the difference between the soul and the body before we get to know about our Siddha-deha and meditating on Radha Krishna's Astakalya Lila? Well, from the beginning of Krishna consciousness begins when we identify ourselves as a servant of Krishna, Jivara Surupaya Krishnara Nitya Das. We understand with logic and reason and also experience, and it's a statement of the Shastras, that the jivas are part and parcel of Krishna. The jivas are eternal and they're conscious. And their nature, their basic constitutional nature is to serve. If we don't serve God, then we'll serve dog, or we'll serve family, or serve the family dog. The service is the nature of the jiva. Atma dharma of the jiva is to serve. And bhakti means to serve Krishna with a favorable mind and heart. So if someone is a very new devotee is engaged in service of Krishna, he's already understood the difference between the body and the soul. He understands, I am a soul in this body, and the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, and I am eternal. I'm eternal part and parcel of Krishna, and my dharma, my nature, my constitutional nature, my dharma, the inseparable identity of mine is to serve. So I want to serve God because the Shastras proclaim that God becomes pleased if we serve Him, and if He's pleased, He'll give us prema, liberation, and eternal life, and give us a spiritual body and a spiritual world. So that every devotee that's serving Krishna, he realizes the difference between body and the soul. And he says, I'm a soul inside this body. As long as I have this material body, let me engage this material body in the service of Hari Guru and Vaishnava, in the pleasing service. So if even someone's a housewife or a householder, Grihastha man, woman, the answer is they already know the difference. So now the question is, so every devotee is serving Krishna and Guru, he knows the difference between the body and the soul. But now, that's not enough to begin meditating on Astakalya Lila of Radha Krishna and one's mentally conceived spiritual body. That's a whole another quantum leap of mercy. One gets to mercy, Bhagavan Krunya, Bhakta Krunya. By the mercy of Guru or Krishna, one gets the greed, gets an intense desire to follow the Rijvasis that have rag and love for Krishna, like Radharani and the Gopis. And then he wants to have a spiritual body like them. If he wants to say he wants to serve Radha and Krishna as a Gopi, that means he wants to attain a spiritual body, so that he can design one himself, or think of one himself, or receive from Guru, or at time of death he may receive one like Narada Muni. So it's because you can begin meditating on a spiritual body and thinking of Radha Krishna and Astakalya Lila and trying to serve them in that spiritual body. That practice that's called Raganuga Sadhana, Manjari Babu Pasana, that practice can begin at the very beginning of Anartha Nivritti in Bhajana Kriya. if you have the greed. If you don't have the greed, you just carry on as a self-realized Vaidhi Bhakta, Sadhaka Bhakta, serving Krishna in a favorable mood. So the beginning point is not the beginning point of meditating on Radha Krishna's Kali Lila in one sit a day is greed. You really want that. You really have heard about it. You're attracted to it. It melts your heart. You want to be a part of it. You want to go there. You want to live with those Prishvasis. You want to live with Lalita, Vishaka, and Radharani and serve Krishna in the quenches of Vrindavan and Jal Kali Lila and Ban Vihar and Jewel and Lila and Holy Lila and Rati Kali and Chapra and Madhupan and all the different wonderful pastimes at Radhakund and Vrindavan, Yavit, Nandagram, Barsana. You want to be part of that reality, then you start. So it's not some mystery realizing the difference between body and soul. And sometimes people try to scare people. Oh, what are you talking about, gopis, and talking about Manjari Sarup and Radha Krishna's eternal loving pastimes and Madhurya Rati. You're just a neophyte. You don't know the difference between the body and the soul. That's just a scare tactic. Like you can say that to the karmis. They don't know they're the body. They live to eat. Their whole life is ahara nidra maitun bhayam. Ahara nidra maitun bhayam. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's all animals do, and all animalistic human beings, that's all they do. They're busy eating and dressing, decorating their bodies, and enjoying man-woman business. But devotees have understood that much, so that they understand the difference between soul and body. So that scare tactic, some neophyte, Dinakasura type of devotees, they can't relish the tall fruit nectar, because donkeys, Dinaka means garbhada, means gutta. They can't relish fruits. That donkeys don't eat fruits or tall fruit nectar. They eat grass and carrots or whatever. But human beings, so people that don't have any adhikara, any appetite for gopi bhava or pastimes of Radha Krishna, they may try to limit someone's heart or try to suffocate someone or stifle someone's interest and genuine heartfelt attraction for Radha Krishna's Brajalila as a gopi, a manjari. This is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. This is his greatest gift, his matchless gift, his manjari bhav. Become a manjari, maidservant of Radharani, Radhadasyam. This is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So it's a very nice question the devotee asked. And they're asking this question, it seems that maybe they've met some opposition, like as I mentioned. And also it means maybe they're interested in doing this type of activity. And whoever that devotee is that asked the question, I encourage them to pursue this more and more. Because this is the real result of Guru Kripa. This is the result of Bhakti Bhajan. This is the result of living a life based on the Atma, on the soul. When you do service to Vaishnavas, you get taste for katha and taste for the higher subject matters. You get the Yadikara, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. There's a verse that says by serving Vaishnavas, you get Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. You get taste for the topics of Vasudeva, or taste for the topics of Radha Krishna and the Kunja Leela Vrindavan. So I'm very encouraged by this question. It's a very nice question, very intelligent, good question. I hope we get more questions like this. Jai Radhe, Jai Gopi Bhav Ki Jai.